One of the things we're thankful for is the people that represent us here as a church, both overseas and here in the United States. And one of the families that do that are the Bansons, and they have been a blessing. And we get to spend a little bit of time with them. It's going really quick. I hear that by the end of January, they'll have to be back in the foreign country of California. But until then, they're here experiencing being stateside in the heartland of the United States, where real people live. Not over on the left coast, which in and of itself says a lot right there. Right. But they're missionaries to the left coast. We appreciate them. And Sean, several weeks ago, said he had a word to preach, and we're just excited to have him come and share with us. Please give a warm welcome to Sean.
All right. Well, we are really blessed by you guys. Thank you, Pastor, and you and Terry, and all of our New Life family. I'm a sound guy too. I get it, man. Really, it's like, come on, just keep talking. Yeah. So, but yes, yeah. In a lot of ways, California is a foreign country, and the area that we live is very similar to Indiana. That's kind of cool. Very agricultural, very conservative, and yet we're in a college town, and as you could imagine, every state university in California is going to be full of, you know, it's a bastion of godlessness, and the spirit of Antichrist is there. And so we're on the front lines, and we used to struggle with the whole idea of, you know, being missionaries within our, you know, within our nation, because the easiest thing to tell people is that, hey, I'm a missionary in a foreign field, and they're like, where are you at? You know, they want to hear Africa, China, you know, Southeast Asia. You know, no, we're in California. Oh, that must be difficult. And I remember the first time we went to the beach when we were in California, and I can't tell you what a letdown it was. It was literally like, yes, it was cold, and it was you know, there's a little surfing happening, but everybody's wearing wetsuits, and they're dodging rocks and seals, and it was just like, okay, this was not what I expected. But we are enjoying our time being here with you and with Mom and Dad, and they've very graciously opened their space to us. They literally get to see the good, the bad, and the ugly, and they're a blessing to us. So this morning God has already spoken, hasn't He? And Danny, I need to tell you, you started my sermon. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time, you know, really giving a backdrop. I really feel like I'm just going to add to what the Lord is saying, and really, really add some color. I know we're you know, food sitting over. How did this happen? Food sitting on the. It's almost like. It used to be the fellowship hall was in the basement or in another building. It's like, oh, the food's right here. But a couple things got said this morning that I'm really feeling like God is putting His hand on, and I have way more to speak on than what I have time, and I just want to honor what God's saying, and I don't want to beleaguer the moment. Okay, everybody in here says amen. But there's a couple key words that I feel like God's putting His hand on this morning. The word believe, and the idea of you said this, Danny. You brought up the idea of the transmission in an engine, and I got a picture of something that just that just filled me with some understanding. So Jesus entered into our picture. We're all pretty aware of how that happened. And the system he stepped into, the world he stepped into, was looking for him, but they weren't looking for him. He had a lot of work to do. He came bringing the truth. And truth is a big deal. We're Wednesday nights. Who's coming on Wednesday nights? Yeah. Isn't that powerful? What a really cool thing. It's so important that we understand that we have a basis for the truth in our lives. And that becomes our foundation, and then we build on it. And as I was studying, I was looking at this whole idea that truth is really embodied in Jesus. Amen? And so as we've been learning on Wednesday night, there's really the ways that our foundation of truth filters into all these different areas. It affects how we live. But the one thing that really has to come into play in the area of truth in our lives is what we believe. We can look at truth all day long and go, oh, that's good. Yep, I agree with it. And yet if belief doesn't take hold in our hearts, it's not going to mean a hill of beans. Belief, in our modern language, in our Greek thinking, belief has become this whole area of, you know, mental assent. You guys know what I mean? It's almost like somebody walks up and says, hey, this and this just happened. Do you believe me? And based on, you know, if you know the person, you're like, well, yeah, I don't have any reason not to believe them. Or I don't think they're lying. So, yeah, all right, I believe you. You know, and of course, if there's evidence or things, you know, sitting around or something's, you know, there was an accident and they're bleeding. It's like, okay, well, that must have been the case, right? But we usually chalk belief up to this engaging of our mind, and it's we chuck off the box, yes or no. Do you know what I mean? Belief has become this area of you know, abstract something out there that we agree with its existence or we don't agree with its existence. And Jesus stepped into our story and he used that word. He said, believe in me. This is in John 1, verses 12 and 13. He said, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. He also said, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. And so Jesus uses the word believe a lot. As a matter of fact, he uses it a whole lot in the Gospels. You go through Acts and the apostles are talking about believing in the name of Jesus. But with that belief came something. Something took place. There were actions that followed it. There were people who, because they believed in Jesus, created a movement that caused the world to turn over on its ear. Amen? So belief has to move us. There has to be more than a mental checking off the box in our, you know, our cosmological quiz, you know, our philosophical engagement. We're like, do you believe? Yes or no? Yes. Okay, next. But belief, according to Jesus, draws us into a place of action. We have to step into that. And I'll tell you why this whole area of recognizing truth and its implications in our life has so much it's so important in us and in our experience, is that if we put our belief in the wrong things, we can put the wrong things into action. We can actually operate in faith in ways that are other than what God intended. How many of you know that? We had prayer this morning, and And sister, I'm gonna just use just your prayer and what God did there just to, as an example that sometimes we can take what's been said or prayed over us or sometimes it's all in good intentions, and somebody can walk up to us and said, you know what, brother, sister, we don't know why God gives and God takes away. And then we click and we go, oh, God took something beautiful away from me. How many of you know God's a giver? And God is the source of life. And in the book of Job talked about God giving and God taking away. Okay, God was releasing, he was releasing his questions and all that stuff to God and saying, you know what, I don't fully understand what's going on. But I think sometimes we can adopt a perspective in our lives that says, well, God's a taker. Do you believe God's a taker? Well, I've got bad things happening in my life, stuff I can't explain. Well, it must be the will of God. What does the Word say? What are we willing to believe in? So I'm thinking about this whole idea of the transmission. And Jesus' whole mission on earth was to point to the Father and say, this is the Father, I want to introduce you to him. And we learned about who he was as Son. He became our example so we could see what it meant to walk in sonship. Amen? He came to, what else did he do? He came to do away with the works of the devil. And what does the devil do? He's here to steal, kill, and destroy. So Jesus was preparing us to do those same things, right? And then before he left, he said, I'm sending you into the earth. It was the Great Commission. He said, go. He goes, I have all authority. I'm passing that on to you. And so everything you've seen me do, you're going to do. And make disciples, baptize them, declare the truth, turn the world upside down. Okay? So Jesus prepared us to do something that he wasn't going to stay here to do. He prepared us to be him on earth. Amen. The Holy Spirit was sent to be our helper, our comforter, our guide. All right. And I just want to tell you this morning, if you have not had a baptism of the Holy Spirit, experience, desire after it. You may say, wow, I've heard some crazy things. I don't want to do anything weird. Don't worry about that. Just desire after the Holy Spirit. Fill me, God, with whatever you want to do. Fill me with your presence. And I'll just allow you to do what you want to do. Okay. So God's desire is that his kingdom would come to earth. And that was one of Jesus' purposes, was to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. And I think today that's our biggest struggle, is that we want to see more of the kingdom of God operating on earth. But we're not seeing it as much as we'd like to. Amen? I get frustrated in my own life. It's like, God, why, I'm not seeing your kingdom operate more in my life. I'm not seeing it happen in the world around me. Why is there so much devastation, brokenness? But what is the world going to see? How are they going to be changed? And so we've been the ones that Jesus prepared to do this. Yes. Okay? And so here's the picture, as we talked about the transmission, is that the power that comes in, when you're doing the work, right, Mark? The work happens in the engine. There's a lot of energy that's created there. That energy has to go to the wheels, so the wheels turn and move your load down the road. But that's not going to take place. That axle's not going to turn, and that the energy coming from the engine isn't going to get from here to there unless the transmission engages. That transmission is the interface of the power coming from one source into the wheel, the axle. I'm assuming everybody knows how that works, right? And so I'm getting this vision of the power of God, the kingdom of God, God brooding, really just desiring to see his kingdom come to earth. And we're the transmission. We're the interface. We're the ones that, you know, we've got to engage that power. We have to, you know, you've probably burned up a few clutches, huh? I have. And it's painful sometimes getting that thing to lock in. And so I'm hearing this whole word about belief. What is God calling us to? Belief. Jesus said, "Believe in God. Believe in me. Don't let your hearts be troubled." We live in a troubling time, and there's darkness and misinformation and deception and everything going on around us. There's brokenness in our families and in people we know. I mean, we could each sit down and write a book. I'm sure of it. But the fact of the matter is that you are the interface of the kingdom of God into your world, into this world.
Right.
Jesus said, "Believe in God, believe also in me." What do we believe in God for? It's his kingdom, but he's talking about you. So when you show up on the scene, guess what happens? The kingdom of God is here. Amen. That's what Jesus meant when he said, "Hey, the kingdom of God is present." Right. It's not like, "Oh, hey guys, I just want to let you know something happened here." No, he's talking about you. He's talking about me. You're walking through the grocery store. Guess what? The kingdom of God is present.
Yes. Come on.
Amen. It's you. It's me. Transmission engage.
Right.
Wheels are turning. Lord, you want me to pray for that person? Hi, you don't know me, but I just have a sense that God wants to do something right now in your life. You hear God say, you're struggling with this and this. Oh, my dad will walk up to anybody. I love him so dearly. He'll be like, you know, we were in the mall one time, and he says to me, he goes, "Hey, wait here." And he goes off. I'm going, "Oh, I know what he's going to do." So I'm sitting there. I'm just like, I like to sit back and watch it happen, you know. 15, 20 minutes later, in the middle of the mall, my dad's laying hands on somebody, and this guy's crying. In the middle of the mall, people walking by. You know? Transmission engage. What you believe is not just your opinion. What you believe, you will live by. What we believe about God will affect how we relate to God. What we believe about ourselves will affect how we live, how we see ourselves. What we believe about the end times will affect how we live and we look forward to what God's going to do. Belief is a very important thing. And the enemy would like nothing better than to mess that whole process up. Jesus said, "Believe in God, believe also in me."
Yes.
You are the kingdom of God. Transmission engage. Amen?
Amen.
I want to just read another scripture here. I don't think we need to go a whole lot longer. Ooh. Okay. This is Matthew chapter 6. You want to just go with me here? So the disciples were observing that Jesus would go away to pray. And then he'd show up again after he's been praying. And he would, he would show up in power. He is healing the sick. He's performing miracles. And these guys are just amazed. And they're seeing this pattern. Go away to pray. Get alone with God. And afterward, he's showing up in power. So they get curious. They're like, oh, okay. Because they grew up in a culture that prayed. A culture that prayed to God. And they're like, all right, teach us to pray. Because obviously you're doing something that we're not doing. And he says, okay. And when you pray, don't heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do. They think they'll be heard for their many words. Don't be like them. For your Father knows what you need even before you ask him. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours, now this is added in another, I think it's in Mark or John. And yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And then Jesus goes on to say, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
Hallelujah.
But if you don't forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So, the Lord's Prayer is a good example of what Jesus was doing to get into alignment with the Father. How many of you know we can live life and we can get ourselves all out of sorts? You know, we can pick up a lot of information. We can just have a bad day. Who here has bad days? Okay, it's our condition. We have bad days. Okay? And there's times where we can feel like I am having a bad life. I need a change. The Lord's Prayer, which we call it that, Jesus was teaching his disciples to come into alignment with the Father. You know that transmission, if you don't get that thing just right, if you can't find them, grind them. No, don't do that. Because we get ground up then. Okay. Coming into alignment means not just saying all the right stuff that God's, you know, this is what I want to hear. No, it's for our sake. We are bringing ourselves into alignment with where he's at.
Yes.
Prayer is a funny thing. We think a lot of times we're saying things because we're, you know, we want to, you know, commit ourselves to spiritual warfare. We want to intercede. We want to, you know. And a lot of times we're praying, we don't know it, in order to come into alignment with where God's at.
Right.
As you study the Word, I want to encourage you. You read something and you're like, I'm having a hard time digesting this. Pray it. Sit back, pray it. You read a passage and it really strikes you and you're getting revelation, sit back and pray it. Come into alignment, because that's what God wants that's what he wants to do, is bring you into a place where you are effective as an agent of the kingdom of God. When you show up, the kingdom of God is present. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Transmission engage. Father, we just thank you this morning that you are at work and that you are operating and doing many things that we don't know about, but we see the manifestation. And often we desire that you would do things sovereignly. And that's great when you do. Well, we praise you. We thank you when you do that. But Lord, you've also put us here in this time, in this place. Every one of us was born when we were born on purpose. You have a purpose. You desire that we would be the agents of the kingdom of God. Lord, we want to believe in you, believe in Jesus, and walk in the very nature that you've developed us and made us, created us for. We want to come into that alignment in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word to us. We just ask that you would increase us, Lord, that as we read something, hear something, as we confess it, Lord, we don't want to just check off the box in our mind and say, yeah, I agree with that. But Lord, we want our life to agree with that. That you would work, that you would move in power through us. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace. You haven't left us alone. You've given us your Holy Spirit. And we just say, come, Holy Spirit. Continue your work. Continue to fill us. Continue to move us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Let's just take a minute. Just thank him for his faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your provision, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our families. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, that you are working in the lives of those who are far from you and our families. God, we can't see it, but you are at work. And so we say, continue. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We give you praise today. In Jesus' name.